We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support. Time has come. If this is your first time tuning into Issues Etc., this is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a little game we like to play at the end of every broadcast week, Friday, July the 13th. Today we're coming to you live. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week the way we always do. We play four soundbites for you that are taken from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then your part in this, besides listening, is to give us a call, send us an email, visit our Facebook fan page, and vote right now on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. You can like what you hear, be appalled by what you hear. One of our soundbites this week is likely to appall you. That's still a good reason for picking it for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You agree, disagree, whatever it is. All we need to know is which one you're voting for, why, and where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. We are giving away, as we usually do, the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pin, and bumper sticker to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you vote via email, Twitter, or our Facebook fan page, make sure you give us your city and state. We do want to know where you're listening. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Bishop Gene Robinson. His recent address to a Presbyterian pro-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender group. And it's just a montage of the things that the bishop had to say.
The work that you have done is to create enormous confusion. And you and I both know that confusion is a big step forward from certainty. I like to think of it as holy chaos. And you are to be congratulated for giving the gift of confusion to your church. We should wear our conflict as a badge of honor, because it is exactly the kind of conflict the one you and I call Savior experienced all through his life until that terrible day on Calvary. And we will live to see the day when the Church of Jesus Christ, in whatever form, will repent of what it has done to LGBT people. The Holy Spirit is leading us to recognize gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. God has been calling LGBT people to ministry for a long time. And we have discovered what it's like to walk and run and leap and dance right to the center of our churches. Look at the leaven in this room. Think of what you can do to the whole loaf, whether it wants it done or not.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Bishop Gene Robinson, a montage on what he calls divine chaos. Should it be Issues Etc.? Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us an email with your vote. Remember your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or just send us a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two this Friday afternoon. It comes from Pastor Christian Teeves, recently on our Pastor's Roundtable. He's talking to us about Luther's famous so-called last words, "We are all beggars."
I know, Pastor Wilkin, one of your favorite phrases of Luther is, "Wir sind alle Bettler," we are all beggars. And that was the last piece of written communication we have from Luther, which was found on a little scribbled note in his pocket after he had died. That's why we begin our divine service with, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. God, I realize before you I haven't kept any of these laws, any of these commands, and only when we realize that we bring zero to the table, even less than zero, we bring in the negative, only then can we look to Christ who says, I have come to fulfill the law. And it is only through him that you have standing and are even able to approach the God Almighty.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Christian Teeves, We Are All Beggars. Should that be issues, etc.? Soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Your vote decides, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. It's from Pastor Anthony Voltatorne talking about the focus of Christian worship.
Whenever the congregation in worship seeks to tickle your fancy or cater to your preferences or try to entertain you, then the focus of the service is turned away from Christ, away from his cross in the empty tomb, and all of the gifts which he comes to give you there, and it focuses worship on us, on what we want, prefer, desire, whatever. I mean, how ridiculous would it be for us to say to any doctor, here's a list of the diseases I'm okay with being diagnosed with, and here's a list of the treatments that appeal to me. Or a starving beggar saying, I really don't like whole milk. Do you have any 2%? I mean, it completely misunderstands what worship is. Anything done in worship that is not centered around word and sacrament, the blessed absolution, the waters of baptism, God's word proclaimed from the lectern in the pulpit, the redeeming body and blood of Christ, any service not centered around those things is just not worship.
All right, that's soundbite number three from Pastor Anthony Voltatorne, the focus of Christian worship. That's another choice that you could make for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Send us an email with your city and state, your reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in real time. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Jay Ranke, on the lessons learned from providing shelter to job seekers.
I guess to treasure what we have as Lutheran Christians, we have a message nobody else is saying clearly. I believe that to tell somebody, oh, man, the Amish man that stayed here who has five children, and I said, are your children baptized? And he said, no. And I said, I'd like to talk to you about that. He came to me one night, and he said, Pastor, tell me about baptism. And I said, and I walked through our death and resurrection of Christ and how Jesus says we're born again. He says, Pastor, I've never heard this before. I've never heard it. Now, he's gone back to Michigan, and I don't think his kids are baptized. But what that tells me is we have a message no one else is saying. So let's get the message out and teach, because people just are hungering for it. And when they hear it, their eyes are just open. It is just so exciting. It is so exciting. So just to be recommitted to our teaching, maybe that's all we need to do, recommitted to what we've been given. It is so precious. And I get to see some people who've never heard it, and they hear it, and their lives are changed.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, a montage of Bishop Gene Robinson on what he calls divine chaos? Soundbite number two, Pastor Christian Teeves, We Are All Beggars. Soundbite number three, Pastor Anthony Voltatorne on the focus of Christian worship. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jay Ranke talking about the lessons he's learned from providing shelter for job seekers. 1-877-623-6943. Your vote decides Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, live this Friday afternoon, July the 13th. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. There's space right there for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back from this break, your votes pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
Thursday.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio Mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Do you believe that there's not one error in the Bible? That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Why didn't Lutherans abandon many of the worship practices of the medieval Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more about Faith and Act at issuesetc.org. Faith and Act, The Survival of Medieval Ceremonies in the Lutheran Reformation.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 13th of July. It's time for you to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You play by calling and voting for one of our four soundbites, 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send it to us as a tweet, at Issues ETC. Soundbite number one is a montage of Bishop Gene Robinson on Divine Chaos. Soundbite number two is Pastor Christian Teves talking about Luther's words, "We are all beggars." Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Anthony Voltatorni on the focus of Christian worship. And our fourth soundbite for your consideration from Pastor Jay Ranke on the lessons learned from providing shelter to his neighbor who are seeking their jobs. 1-877-623-6943. We are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Let's start with Diane, who listens in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I cannot vote this week because each of them are worthy and needed to be heard. At first, I was going to say I could not. Number one should not be heard, but I'm torn between not giving the bishop any more airtime or allowing him to be heard and hoping people are discerning enough to be sickened by it, yet merciful to their plight.
Very good. Diane, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's count that as a vote for soundbite number one, even though she said she really couldn't vote. We'll count it as a vote for soundbite number one. She was kind enough to call in with it. 1-877-623-6943. Susan in Texas says, I'd like to vote for Gene Robinson for giving a clear portrait of a false teacher. It's mind-bogglingly bad theology. I like that phrase, mind-bogglingly bad theology. Not only is God clear about homosexuality, he is clear that he is not the author of confusion. Susan, thanks for thinking clearly, and thanks for listening in Texas. Nathan listens in Vancouver, Washington. He says, I'm voting for Gene Robinson because his positions are so destructive. I had a conversation while visiting family members in another city last weekend about why I would go to the Episcopal Church with them on Sunday, but would not be taking communion. A big topic was the Episcopal Church USA's position on homosexuality. I was hearing a lot of emotional arguments with words like unity, chaos, and love, and not much about sin. He says, this segment of Issues Etc. put the conversation in focus and how I understand what I was hearing. Thank you for equipping my toolbox for the next conversation. Nathan, thanks for listening in Washington. Jonathan Liz listens in Brandon, Florida. He says, my vote is for soundbite number 4. That would be Jay Ranke on lessons learned from providing shelter for job seekers. He says, I'm so blessed by this soundbite for many reasons. Here's a pastor who has the ability to ask for money and does not. He has the ability to ask for various items and does not. He has the ability to ask for volunteers or car rides or bus tickets and does not. Instead, he implores us believers to reconnect and recommit to this message, the true gospel. I'm so moved by that message that, and the man's passion, the true gospel outshines the other clips this Friday. Jonathan, thanks for listening down in Florida. Joel listens in Rochester, Minnesota. He says, I vote for Pastor Jay Ranke. That's soundbite number 4. Sounds like he is the one dealing with real divine chaos rather than the man-made chaos Bishop Robinson is talking about, and really isn't even it. They're bringing God's peace and order into a chaotic lives of these men and women. God's blessings to Pastor Ranke and his congregation as they serve the least of these. Well put, Joel, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. In California, Paul says, my vote this week is for soundbite number 3, Pastor Anthony Voltatorne on the focus of Christian worship. To me, the quasi-worship war between contemporary worship and traditional worship is one of the most concerning things within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. In my experience, across multiple congregations and multiple districts, has shown me that when you move away from traditional worship to contemporary formats, you tend to move away from Christ-centered, cross-focused framework and to a format where it's all about me. The narcissism is increasingly rampant within Christendom today, where sermons become life purpose or build a better you, rather than proclaiming that you are a miserable sinner, deserve to die, but Christ has come to rescue you from yourself. Entertainment-driven church leads to a Joel Osteen-ism. That's interesting, Paul. Thanks for that little word there. Where it's okay, where I'm okay, you're okay, to the death and condemnation of a sinner to hell because of the repentance and gospel aren't preached. All too often, what you are left with is a message full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Preach Christ, not you or me, says Paul in California. Paul, thank you very much. Nathan in Iowa says, great choices as always. Of the 3 confessional Lutherans, all were excellent. It is hard to pick the one that's best, and for that reason, I'm voting for soundbite number 1, the montage of Bishop Gene Robinson. It had it all. Blasphemy, monumental hubris, twisting scripture. I seem to recall reading that God is a God of order, not of chaos or confusion. He spent the first few days of creation imposing his order on what had been chaos. But the best part was the one thing that Gene Robinson got right, the leaven he saw in that room that had the capacity to infect the entire loaf. When Jesus speaks of leaven, he uses it as a picture of sin and false doctrine and how it only takes a little to infect and destroy the whole. It was a fitting thing to say, though he probably didn't know it. God is calling LGBT people. He's calling them, along with the rest of us, sinners, to repent and believe the good news. Thank you very much. Janet in Michigan says, I'm voting for Pastor Voltatorne because I see too many ways that the LCMS churches, which don't seem to know what worship is for, when a congregation goes to the surrounding neighborhood to ask what would bring them to church, I think it really shows that confusion. When it varies the liturgy from week to week so that the congregations don't get bored, I think it shows that confusion. When it talks for 2 or 3 years about having a study on what worship is, but takes no steps to do so, despite great Lutheran Church Missouri Synod resources, it shows that confusion. So, It says, when it talks for 2 or 3 years about having a study, it shows that confusion. It shows it really doesn't care, she says. And that's why I really like what Pastor Voltatorne had to say. More people, pastors and congregations alike, need to hear it. Andrew in Franklin, Tennessee says, Jay Ranke, that's soundbite number 4, we have a message that no one else is saying. Repeat it over and over and over again. Treasure what we have as Lutheran Christians. Teeves and Voltatorne both get this, and what we have as Lutherans is a precious gift. and they are stewards of those gifts, exercising that stewardship. I think from missional to confessional, we all need to listen to Pastor Ranke and recommit to our teachings and teach it, says Andrew in Tennessee. And Lori in Nashville, Tennessee, says as Lutherans, she's voting for soundbite number four, as Lutherans, we do have something that people never get to hear, yet desperately need to hear. What a great soundbite and segment. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for July is called Faith and Act. It has a lot to do with holding on to those things that are precious because they are woven through with the Word of God and with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about how the Lutheran reformers didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater when they reformed worship practice in the 16th century. Faith and Act is the Issues Etc. book of the month for July. Comes from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Here's the winner this week, soundbite number one, a montage of Bishop Gene Robinson on divine chaos.
The work that you have done is to create enormous confusion. And you and I both know that confusion is a big step forward from certainty. I like to think of it as holy chaos. And you are to be congratulated for giving the gift of confusion to your church. We should wear our conflict as a badge of honor, because it is exactly the kind of conflict the one you and I call Savior experienced all through his life until that terrible day on Calvary. And we will live to see the day when the Church of Jesus Christ, in whatever form, will repent of what it has done to LGBT people. The Holy Spirit is leading us to recognize gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. God has been calling LGBT people to ministry for a long time. And we have discovered what it's like to walk and run and leap and dance right to the center of our churches. Look at the leaven in this room. Think of what you can do to the whole loaf, whether it wants it done or not.
All right, that's the winner this week, according to your votes, for Soundbite of the Week. It's a montage of Bishop Gene Robinson on what he calls divine chaos. Susan in Texas, thanks for your vote, and thanks to everybody who voted. Susan, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Deaconess Pam Nielsen about Joseph, the guardian of Jesus. Also Monday, we'll discuss Neo-Darwinism with Dr. Barbara Hellkamp. And folks, when you hear the sound of the wolf, that growl of the wolf, sometimes it sounds like that kind voice calling people to false teaching. Learn to recognize it and to run away. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features some of your favorite guests. Pastor Will Wheaton.
Because the one, the individual one, is so important, he would have done everything that he did if it had only been you.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
People are bored with God's Word, so we've got to bring something else. So you have now a church service that has nothing to do with the Lord's Word or with Jesus.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Do not fear that you face death. Do not fear that your sins are great.
And Pastor Bill Swirla.
The more you see your sin, the greater a Savior Jesus appears.
View and share the new Issues Etc. YouTube video. You'll find it at issuesetc.org and click support. Introduce Issues Etc. to your friends, family, and coworkers today with our new YouTube video.